visiting teaching message of One Heart. Prayerfully study this material and seek for inspiration to know what to share. How will understanding the purpose of Relief Society prepare daughters of God for the blessings of eternal life? And the Lord called his people Zion, because they were of one heart and one mind, and dwelt in righteousness, and there was no poor among them. How can we become one? Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said, "At the heart of the English word atonement is the word one. If all mankind understood this, there would never be anyone with whom we would not be concerned, regardless of age, race, gender, religion, or social or economic standing. We would strive to emulate the Savior and would never be unkind, indifferent, disrespectful, or insensitive to others." President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the first presidency, taught, "Where people have the Spirit with them, they may expect harmony. The Spirit of God never generates contention. It leads to personal peace and a feeling of union with others." Speaking of family challenges, Carol M. Stevens, who served as first counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, said, "I've never had to live through divorce, the pain and security that comes from abandonment, or the responsibility associated with being a single mother. I haven't experienced the death of a child, infertility, or same-gender attraction. I haven't had to endure abuse, chronic illness, or addiction. These have not been my stretching opportunities. But through my personal tests and trials, I have become well acquainted with the One who does understand. And in addition, I have experienced all of the mortal tests that I just mentioned through the lens of a daughter, mother, grandmother, sister, aunt, and friend. Our opportunity as covenant-keeping daughters of God is not just to learn from our own challenges. It is to unite in empathy and compassion as we support other members of the family of God in their struggles." Additional scriptures and information: John chapter 17, verse 20 through 23, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, Mosiah chapter 18, verses 21 through 22, 4th Nephi chapter 1, verse 15, reliefsociety.lds.org. Consider this: how does unity with one another help us become one with God? End of visiting teaching message of One Heart, read by Jane Wise.